I'm contemplating boycotting the show altogether.
I'm so fucking bad.
I'm finishing the fucking show.
He's gonna finish the fight, gentlemen. I still maintain my position from before I watched the damn show in the "what the fuck is this" category.
Yeah, well, let's save it.
All right, recording. All right. What the fuck is this shit? I mean, like, damn, son. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, Saber, you should just start recording whenever.
I already did.
Oh, God. Okay.
No. Fuck the official opening.
No, fuck you.
What the hell, Disney?
Okay. Welcome back to the podcast. This is the Unqualified Podcast. I'm joined by myself, Josh, Kevin, and Brian. Yes, I'm going to introduce it that way because that's how fucking disappointed we are.
I feel more insulted calling us the unqualified ones after watching these last few episodes of The Acolyte.
Very clear, Disney's the unqualified ones here.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate. Well, I wouldn't call it. No, I have to call it Disney as a whole because somebody had to hire these idiots.
Yeah, and just and if what stuff I'm reading is true, is that Dave Filoni is also part of it too. So there's no saving Star Wars.
No, the only person who hasn't commented on that is Dave Filoni himself.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. Mm-hmm. Especially if you actually heard any of the things that your coworkers have said on camera during interviews, yeah, I would not say a damn thing.
Not just that, what they've also given us for content.
I don't know what the fuck you're calling content. If that train wreck, that's not... I mean, I guess it qualifies as content, but, like, come on, man. I've genuinely seen material written by elementary schoolers that was better put together than this.
God, you should have seen the text message chain I had with my uncle. To put in perspective how much my uncle loves Star Wars, he still has original unopened toys from the 70s that he purchased when he was a kid. Bear in mind, when he saw this movie, he wasn't even in the United States yet.
Oh, man. That makes sense.
So... to put in perspective of how shitty Star Wars, can I send him the message how much Acolyte sucks? I'm telling you, I'm watching it. I'm not. And he fucked around, and we had a good old 20-minute fucking back and forth between the chat, and he actually broke down Acolyte for me, and he just kept calling the witches bitches. And that the Jedi, and I quote, here we go, and I quote, the Jedi was learning English, and at the end, the little girls were like, cool, Jedis, but like, no, I don't want to be a space bitch.
Yeah, that is exactly what happened.
And the other one's like, cool, I want to be a Jedi.
Yo, so can we just break down this episode for a second, because I watched the episode. What the fuck happened?
The fucking three of us watched the episode.
Yeah, no, I know. We all watched it. And what the fuck happened in that episode? Like, I don't know.
A lot happened in the episode that I think rushed the show.
For example,
May just flipping the script out of nowhere. Just like, yeah, I don't care anymore. And just like...
I don't think she ever cared!
She didn't.
Look who they hired!
Like, I think they're gonna call that a plot twist, but like... What plot?
What the fuck was...
Like, you build up this, like, May, who has... Who killed two Jedi. Made one of them kill himself, actually. And you're gonna tell me that just after seeing her sister one time, she's all of a sudden just gonna, like... drop everything and be like, yeah.
Drop her path down to Sith Lorddom.
I mean, it's rude, dude. It's rude.
Like, what the hell is this, dude? And besides this, can we stop for a second and just talk about how simple it is to figure out how to kill a Jedi without using a weapon? Like, when you were talking about pineapples. When you were a child, you were force choking a fucking butterfly, but suddenly you forgot how to do this to people. What?
What? So, the whole episode was just a slap in the face to what Star Wars lore was. Like, how, for some reason, Jedi can't all of a sudden connect with each other through the Force to find each other anymore. To Ki-Adi Mundi claiming that the Sith haven't been around in a millennium, and literally there's actually a Topps trading card that exists. A Topps trading card that exists with of Ki-Adi Mundi's character, and his age is listed 70. As like 70 on that freaking card.
Yeah. No, he's not 70 anymore. He's at least 170 now. At least.
No, this is 200 years before. 200. So he's at least 270. Gosh. He's at least he's 270.
Almost 300 years old. Where's Yoda? Because he's one of the...
Oh, they couldn't afford Yoda. They couldn't afford Yoda.
Disney's not letting him fuck up that.
So, and that's the stupid thing, too, also, is like you have this entire room full of Jedi. It's not like...
I have a really, really important brand-based question. Are there any toys connected to this show line?
Not yet.
I haven't looked it up.
Because if there
not.
Aren't, Disney expected this to fail, because Disney makes most of its money off merchandise.
Oh, yeah. But let's see here.
I mean, the only thing to make merchandise off of right now is a stupid tracker animal thing that started screaming when he saw May.
What the fuck was that?
Okay. Oh, here's... Okay, hold up. I was telling you about this when we were watching the episode. What the fuck was that? How the fuck did he knew who May was?
Apparently, they had a thing that had her scent on it, but they're twins, so by all rights, the first time he saw May, he probably would have been confused in the whole didn't I just walk away from you sense, you know? But unless it was like a force-sensitive tracker and he was tracking her specific force signature or some shit, because they're not fraternal twins, they are mirror twins, so their genetics are going to be essentially the same.
Yeah.
Like, what? For that.
Disney is selling like, merchandise for this show.
Oh,
there's pops. Pre-order retro Hasbro.
Everybody makes pops. YouTubers make pops.
Pre-order the Hasbro doll, the action figures.
Like, oh, Hasbro.
The Acolyte shirts. It's all over their fucking Disney store.
I wonder how many they're gonna have to burn when this is over, because they're not all selling out.
I don't know. Honestly, the amount of people who buy Disney shit actually is astonishing. No, so
I know about the amount of people that buy Disney shit. I know about the amount of people that buy Star Wars things. If you account for those two numbers of those two different fan bases and the amount that you would have to make to not run out, they made a ton, and they're going to have to throw them away.
Bro, I would buy a lightsaber if it was on a discount. From the show.
Lightsaber. Lightsabers are just cool. It's a fucking lightsaber.
Yeah.
But I mean, but, like, something with, like, the character's faces on it?
Oh, yeah. Clothing and shit like that? No, I'm not buying that crap.
That's what I'm talking about. They make a lot of that, because shirts are cheap. You print thousands of them off at a time.
The best, like, I'll get is Crocs.
Because you know they're going to do shirts, pants, hats, backpacks.
They already did.
Like, they got to have the flags, because this is a pride show.
There's no pride flags on it, though. It's just
not pride flags. They're going to make it in the shape of a flag, and then people are going to use that as a pride flag.
No, there's no flags. I don't look like flags from what I could see. A lot of it's pre-order stuff, but that's your merchandise. They do have merchandise for the show. I prefer that people just don't buy it, just like how people should not buy what's going on in the TV show. But at the same time, why the fuck did I watch a 30-minute episode of them running through forest?
That's pretty much all it was.
I don't know, man.
And also,
you need a tracker, tracker.
So I'm also getting like question, you know, anything else from the show. I'm gonna question one: is the Mos Eisley Mundi's presence of how an entire room full of Jedi and Jedi Masters essentially all made a collective decision not to tell the Jedi Council. The High Council, which would have had Master Yoda on that council, about the presence of Jedi dying. Like, how is this not, like, a known thing across the Order right now that, like, oh, there's somebody who's very highly trained in the ways of the Jedi arts who's killing Jedi.
Hold on. We also have to assume, if this is the way they're taking it, that Yoda, being on the High Council, didn't just sense the Jedi being killed, because that's kind of a thing he
says. Yeah, he always feels like, oh, I feel a disturbance in the Force.
Yeah.
Or Or here's my theory on this, and I told you guys this theory. Not only could they not afford Yoda, but they also could not afford Samuel Jackson.
Like, I don't think he would have done it Mace, no matter how much Mace they paid
him. I don't think they could get away with a humanoid being almost 300 years old.
Oh, you and I both know they wouldn't just say he's living longer because the Force.
You and I would say Ki-Adi-Mundi would have said that he was there.
By the way, I need to look through the credit rolls and see if that was actually Master Plo Koon too. Because that was Master Plo Koon. That means there are two members who are on the last High Council of the Jedi Order.
Yep.
That both lied. That
ruins the entire continuity of Star Wars because it comes back down to the, why didn't y'all tell us about this shit considering you've seen it before?
Have you ever heard... It's just like when Anakin told Chancellor Palpatine about the twins.
Yeah.
When he was
right.
Yep. There's a whole thing about it. Like literally, we mentioned this last week when we talked about it on the podcast. But that was. It's just hard to talk about because we're just gonna repeat what we said last week. The show was shitty.
Bad.
The writing was shitty. The story makes no sense.
I'm still saying, man. I had a position before the show started. And I'm maintaining that position.
And I'm here just sitting there like I don't want to watch this. Saber doesn't want to watch this. Brian doesn't want
to
watch this.
Nobody wants to watch this.
I've seen tons of polls. I've seen as many reactions to the show, including Star Wars Theory, who fucking hates this show, by the way. It just baffles me that no one could have fucking read this, because there's no fucking way in hell that Dave Filoni would have allowed this shit to get on his desk and say, hey, this works as a script, because we've seen his work. Yeah, Mandalorian season 3 wasn't that good, but most of his other stuff has been pretty spot on.
Yeah, I mean, Dave Filoni being who he is, he would have not had Redcon anything at the bare minimum, retcon Ki-Adi-Mundi's age, retcon that Anakin was the only child ever born of just the Force. Now, here's the only thing I'm kind of calling out for. They've never actually said that the children were born out of the Force, other than just what fans have reacted to.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping there's a little bit of extra manipulation going on here. Or the possibility that she essayed a guy to get pregnant. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure she just got pregnant.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to go with that last thing just because of who wrote it. Yeah. And then there's the whole Disney can't allow that topic to be in one of their movies as the conception of one of the main characters.
Yeah, I got to give credit, though. I got to give credit to the writer of the show.
My guy is working with some crazy shit right now.
Trying to defend her writing, and everyone called out her writing was shit. Like, C.K. Kickle, whatever her name was, the shittiest writer in the world, people started asking her on Twitter about her writing, and everyone started pointing out, like, why was this character brought out? Why doesn't this make sense? Why did May finally turn around and become a good guy after seeing her sister? And they're all like, and she's trying to respond to it in a way to make it make sense. And I'm like, okay, it could have made sense. But why didn't you show that to us on screen? You guys wrote the fucking script. And she put no response. I give her credit for defending her work. I don't give her credit because she put a shitty fucking media out to the world.
Yeah, so like, let's try to focus on explaining why the show is bad outside of the insult to Star Wars lore. Because the show is actually bad. Like, even if you did not know Star Wars, you would watch the show and just be bored out of your ever-living mind. And not really... Episode 4 would have killed any momentum for you. It would have killed any momentum.
It's a basic revenge story. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's a basic revenge story that the person doing the killings needs to find an alternative way to kill their victims without using a weapon. And
I don't see how this is a difficult process. Like, just based on the powers the character has, I don't see how she's struggling to do this.
I'm just saying that this is in a way that is not Star Wars.
Well, it's just you're telling a story from the High Republic era. Now, you chose not to go with a big grand adventure story or anything like that. You went with a murder mystery. Fine.
We found out who the murderer is in the first episode.
Not even a mystery.
Have you seen CSI? Like, okay.
They advertise this as a murder mystery. They're like, somebody's killing Jedi. And it's like, no, it's not. It's a revenge story. And it's a bad room. Because the revenge part of it is gone. Because they wrote one of their main antagonists who basically just flipped the freaking script without any hesitation.
You know what? You know what I'm thinking? Have you guys played The Last of Us 2?
Yeah.
I think whoever wrote the script played that game and got really high and said, what if this was Star Wars? And what if we don't kill just one character that beloved, but four characters that we have no idea who the fuck they are? And then try to make us care.
Yeah.
About the killer.
That would work.
Yeah, about the killer. Because I'll do a brief with The Last of Us 2 and go back to Acolyte. You get to play as the killer of Joel, the main character from The Last of Us. And they try to make us care about this character because she ends up rescuing some people or turning away from her dark ways, her revenge ways. While the other character, a quote-unquote sister or quote-unquote Ellie from The Last of Us 2 hunts the bitch down and tries to kill her, but at the end doesn't fucking kill her. I think that's the same plot that we're getting for Star Wars Acolyte.
Yeah. Well,
but they just don't want to kill each other.
Let's also talk about this. It's a Star Wars story. There is some key formula ingredients you need to tell a good Star Wars story. You need a fight of good versus evil. Yeah. If you're going to include Jedi, they need to use their lightsabers in some type of action sequence.
They killed the bug.
And then you need to have some pretty good blaster fights. We have the...
May shot at her.
With a stun gun and missed twice.
She's still shot.
And all we really have gotten out of this entire show in terms of action was a ship crash scene, a really good choreographed first fight.
Where the lightsaber is shown for exactly 5 seconds.
Jedi's only ruled their lightsabers unless they intend to destroy.
Kill me! Kill me right now! Kill me right now, Mr. Squidward! That's basically what she was fucking wanting.
And so we've really gotten is...
Hold on. Why the fuck didn't they show us the Wookiee fighting? Wookiee!
We just cut to a dead Wookiee. What was that about? You're telling me the dude that could literally rip both of your arms off at the same time.
This one's force sensitive.
We had the only second Wookiee Jedi, to my fucking knowledge, in the Star Wars canon, because this show is fucking canon. And you don't show us his fucking lightsaber, let alone show us fighting. I get there was a quote unquote Sith or whatever, or an acolyte or the fuck he's called that killed the Wookiee. But you're gonna kill him like a little bitch inside of his house after he just told two mercenaries to fuck off in the second episode. Like, who the fuck do you think you are to not give us a fight between a Wookiee that's a Jedi against a fucking acolyte hunter? Literally, Wookiees ruled the woods. They fucking hunt and live in there. They have a really good sense of smell, hearing, and other things. They're like dogs.
And this one's...
And how the fuck did he not see an acolyte coming at him? How is he just able to get caught up in his house? And when they showed us all of this, who the fuck do you think you are that you didn't get to give us one fight, but you cut to black when the good guys and the bad guys see each other to give us this fucking race show... They were running through the woods and no payoff. Absolutely no fucking payoff. What the fuck was this episode?
Right?
I'm sorry about the rant.
At least we get an anime looking villain out of this.
He looks like a Kylo Ren knockoff
with a smile. And by the way, can we look at Silence like a freaking gif in the freaking chat of this scene where he uses the Force to knock her away? And like, it's just like watching it over and over, it makes it look so absurd about just like a little flick of his two fingers. He all like launches.
It's the same fucking thing that happened to Rey in episode 7. It's fucking stupid. Like,
it's such lazy Force use.
Honestly, though, that's probably the most baller thing an Acolyte could have done, or Sith, or whatever the fuck it is.
He has to be Sith. He has alert lights here, which means he went through the process to bleeding a Kyber crystal, which is a freaking Sith act to do. Like, that's the thing. You come up wielding a red lightsaber, you're a Sith. That's my opinion. Because you went through the process, because there's a process to getting... It's not just a red kyber crystal that exists. You have to bleed a kyber crystal to get it to turn red. And you do that through Sith meditation.
I don't know.
What if they figured that out, and they were just killing people until it turned red?
They didn't give me my Wookiee fight. I'm pretty sure the dude that got captured by May in that little elaborate fucking rabbit trap.
Our dork character is the freaking Acolyte.
I just realized, remember, Kevin, they retconned all of the extended universe. I'm not sure crystal bleeding. Wait, no, where did they reintroduce the crystal bleeding thing? Because the extended universe doesn't exist anymore.
Is crystal bleeding canon? After procuring natural kyber, no matter the color, a Sith Lord corrupts the crystal using the dark side of the Force. I mean, it looks like it's still canon.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
I'm just trying to figure out where the hell they're going with this. Like, what? This is clearly an ancient thing that they have very well documented on how to do this properly. Or they're still figuring out. And since the Sith have been around for millennia, apparently, still, this is clearly a well-documented process for them.
Yes, so I know the Darth struggle? Vader comic did it. The struggle is, we absolutely have no idea what the fuck is going on in the show.
Well, like, what's stupid too, and I don't think anybody realized, so we're looking to get a freaking Star Wars show that is not any tie-in to the Skywalker saga, right?
Anything to do with Skywalker.
So,
you know what? Why don't they just let Andy Tartofsky write another one? And just let him write a live-action show and see what happens.
Well, like, and then what they do is they bring in a show, and they bring Tartofsky in a character. They bring in not one, but two characters. I'm going to get confirmation that's freaking Master Plo Koon from the original series, and pretty much makes it tie. That's going to be a forceful tie-in to the original movies. So you pretty much give us a prequel to the prequels. And
that was Plo Koon. He didn't say a single fucking word, so.
Well, like, to me, there's only one identifiable character I've ever seen that looks like that, especially from the Jedi Order, and it was Master Plo Koon. And if he's standing in the same room with Kylo Mooney, he's probably on his way to get onto the High Council, but apparently they're both freaking damn near 400 years old, and
it's fucking ridiculous.
The best thing that can come out of the show is that Disney and George Lucas and Dave Filoni just like, guys, this is our first ever live action Legends show. Yeah, we got you. It's Legends. It's not canon. So.
they wasted $180 million. Per episode.
No, it's not per episode. God. That would make it almost
56 million dollars to make
each episode. Andor. I think this one's like
the whole series on a $56 million on a shoestring budget for Star Wars, and it was amazing.
Andor was made with less money than Acolyte. Acolyte has $180 million per episode. If every single meme, report, and everything I fucking read, They're spending $180 million per episode.
No, it was all together for the show. It was all together. That would be way too expensive for a TV show to do $180 million per episode.
That would be too expensive for Disney. That would be a drop in the bucket for Disney.
I mean, if you times that over 8 episodes, it's over $1 billion. It's over $1 billion.
Never mind, I was wrong. But yeah, $180 million for 8 episodes. Yeah, you're right. My bad.
Yeah, but still, that's a ridiculous budget for this. You guys could have fed a country with that amount of money.
Andor was made with...
What's crazy, too, is that Andor... I mean, I haven't seen it, but I know that Andor is a show...
Actually, no. Andor was made with $250 million, made by more money.
Well, because I think... Because a lot of people say that Andor is pretty much the show if, like, it's Star Wars if HBO ever got hands on it, which is smart. I think that they should.
I definitely see it that way.
I still don't get why they just didn't bring out Yaddle. It would have made way more sense.
I gotta be honest with you, I would rather watch a show about Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Of him being the Sith Lord?
Hell, that would be more interesting.
That would be, honestly. Like, they literally had an opportunity to freaking just jump away from the Skywalker saga, and they decided, nah, we're going to follow the High Republic, and we're going to create a murder mystery, but psych, it's a revenge story. We're going to make a canon just based off of interviews. R2-D2's a lesbian, and C-3PO is definitely gay with R2-D2. And then we're also going to basically say that... Anakin was important to begin with because he was not the only Force-born baby. And then all the Defenders are going to come out of the woodwork and be like, oh, well, the sequels actually destroy Anakin story arc the Acolyte did. Which, to a point, it does. The sequel series definitely do destroy Anakin as being the Chosen One.
I'd rather watch episode 8 and 9 over watching this show.
I would rather watch the sequels 100 times over than to ever watch this show a second time over.
Like, man. For real. Like, at least with 7, 8, 9. Yeah, the plots were bad.
You guys know what would have been way cooler? Just how it's made of fucking ships in Star Wars. Y'all could have took that budget and just did that. I would have watched every second of it.
Well, you could give me the
ships being built from start to finish. It'd be more entertaining.
You can give me a comical satire of a bunch of stormtroopers stationed on some freaking outpost in the Outer Rim that nobody goes to, and they're just regular shenanigans, like based off of MASH or something. I could be more entertained with that than what I'm getting with this.
You would want a show like MASH, but with Star Wars, I would watch
the shit out of that.
I would watch the shit out of that. Them in fucking Space Korea. Like, holy shit. Let's go there. We could do the fucking Sith Wars, where the High Republic was fighting the Sith during the Great Wars, and we can have a fucking medical battalion serving Republic troopers getting shot up to shit and cut down and being, you know, serviced and fucking healed up and back to tanks or whatever they called it in fucking Star Wars the KOTOR or whatever they fucking called the healing thing there. But you could have had them doing this whole thing and then fucking around in Star Wars, and it would have been 10 times better than this piece of shit.
I would rather have a show based off freaking Janders on the freaking Death Star.
I'd rather have Seth MacFarlane do a Star Wars show.
freaking Robot Chicken, freaking Star Wars.
Dude, Seth Green or Seth MacFarlane would write a better show than this.
No lie. The three Star Wars Family Guy episodes are more entertaining than this collective of this entire freaking show.
With the less budget, too.
I love Family Guy Star Wars so much.
Dude, the Star Wars Robot Chicken episodes were good. At least when they made fun of Star Wars, the jokes were still relevant to Star Wars. Like Gary, the Stormtrooper? You guys remember him?
I just don't understand of how they, how just every time, like, the fans are telling you what they want from Star Wars, and you keep freaking backhanding them across the face like they're some 9-year-old child, and telling them, no, we're doing it this way. And everybody just keeps getting more upset, and to now we're at a point where we have the, we did not, people could not think you could get a worse Star Wars adaptation than Attack of the Clones, and here we are. We have
Attack of the Clones was fucking fire. It gave you more lore than of any Star Wars show, especially on the nuances of government in Star Wars.
Regardless, the level
of fucking show did.
The level of appreciation I have now for the original, for the prequel series is through the roof.
The prequel series was dope. What the fuck is wrong with you? You got Darth Maul, you got Count Dooku getting his head cut off. And well, Jango Fett and getting his head cut off.
That makes me realize that.
And General Grievous getting shot in the heart.
I mean, like, I'm at a point now that I am just the least amount excited as anybody can be for Dave Filoni's, like, Mandalorian universe movie that he's supposedly making. I am not excited at all for that movie because I just don't care anymore.
I think they're just trying to throw his name in the mud. I have a feeling that that's what they're trying to do.
I mean, based on what you said, Josh, I can't believe that Dave Filoni read this freaking script and said, absolutely, 100%.
He gave him the thumbs up.
I can't believe that this is a thing. I can't. Because if this is the case, like I told you, he's making himself to be the, he's going to be, he is the real life Anakin. He is the real life Anakin Skywalker.
That was insane. Sorry, if you hear us chuckling, we do have an audience for this podcast hearing us rant, and he got us good. we won't show this one. This is just offensive. But yeah, you're right. If Dave Filoni did fucking write this shit, it's like 10 times worse than anything I've seen.
I feel like this is a revenge ploy to Star Wars. I don't know what else this could possibly be, because
this is 50 Shades of Grey of Twilight, dude.
I just don't understand how you can make something that is so, doesn't even feel like Star Wars anymore. Like I nothing about this show, like they're not doing anything like talking about like the ships or the, you know, just like the, or just like even the Force in general. They're not talking about anything like that.
Well, they did talk about the Force. They gave us the power of one, the power of two, the power of many.
and like that's the other thing too. You have these witches who they shouldn't even be labeled as witches, because the witches don't use the Force, and like this entire freaking camp is filled of Force wielding witches. It doesn't make sense. It just does not make sense. Like they act like that. They make it seem like that there's an infinite amount of Force wielding people out there.
I mean, in theory, in an expanded universe, yes, there is. But in this case,
that doesn't exist anymore, though.
Yeah, in this case, it doesn't. And then they try to bring up the midichlorian count, the M count. Like, it's some fucking...
I still can't get over of how episode 3 was a freaking shot-for-shot remake of freaking episode 1, at least, like, when they found Anakin.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I bet they figured if J.K. Rowling could make a good adaptation of it, they could, too.
I would rather watch a J.K. Rowling telling of Star Wars than fucking whatever the fuck this was. J.K. Rowling...
Plot point per plot point, that's what Harry Potter is.
It is. It 100% is.
But, by the way, can I just get a decent cocktail when I watch each show now? Like,
yes, you can absolutely drink the next time we watch this episode.
I drank the last episode. Dude, I had this cocktail that customer gave me for my job, which I didn't know it was a cocktail when she threw it in my bag. I thought it was soda. That made the show 10 times better. It tastes like an old fashioned.
I just can't wait to see this next Star Wars fight, and I feel like we're gonna get something that's somehow gonna be worse. That's gonna be worse than Emperor Palpatine's freaking fight against the three Jedi Masters.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be the lightning battle between fucking Rey and.
No, I'm talking about the horribly choreographed fight of where Emperor Palpatine just kills two Jedi without those guys even
doing Jedi masters
that those guys demon put up a fight, and I feel like we're gonna get something like that right off the get go with very noticeably that this Sith Lord is noticeably stronger than every person there, so.
I hope he kills that one dude.
I mean, it's going to be baffling if this guy actually makes it out of this situation with, there's like one, two, three, four, five. Is there six Jedi involved in this?
Wow. Wow. All I'm saying is, dudes, if this suddenly turns out that they're triplets, I'm not watching the next episode.
I think
that the Acolyte is the Darth Maul looking mom.
Oh yeah, probably
because we didn't see her body.
That'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool. Just having a character I just didn't give a fuck about just kill a bunch of people, even though she was the weakest fucking character there.
Yeah,
he was just pretending to be weak so she could make that shirt. Blah blah blah.
Oh no. I just realized something that they could freaking do as another retcon to Star Wars lore.
Oh no.
What if the Darth Maul mom is actually Darth Plagueis?
Darth Plagueis the Wise is a man.
Yeah.
What if?
But yeah, we know.
Plagueis the Wise looks like one of the fucking characters that Silent put in our chat.
I know, but are we?
No buts.
But look,
they have
because Darth Plagueis manipulated the Force a second time. But from what the book said in Legends, before Disney killed it, Darth Plagueis was the one that manipulated the Force to create Anakin.
We already know what Darth Plagueis looks like. It's not a woman.
Well, technically, if you wanted to create a burn victim from an explosion and give them a backstory, they could definitely look like that Darth Plagueis right there, Josh.
Yeah.
Darth Plagueis is a man. Not a woman.
Tradition. Dude, Silent, what the hell?
Like, no.
Oh my gosh. What if? I mean, if Coyote Moody is here, and freaking, if Coyote Moody exists in this timeline, there is a huge possibility that this is Darth Plagueis the Wise.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not, Kevin. No.
You're saying that because you know it's a possibility of it happening.
Absolutely not. No. No.
Insert Michael Scott. It's impossible.
No, it can't be. It's impossible.
Oh my gosh. And there's also a possibility that Shmi is one of these witches also.
No.
Watch it actually just be Jar Jar Binks. It's been Jar Jar the whole time.
Dude, I would rather have it be that than Darth Plagueis the Wise.
Secretly in Jar Jar the entire time.
To be fair, this is the most unwise thing that Darth Plagueis the fucking Wise would have ever done. Oh, let's just kill four Jedi. Let's just kill Jedi. Didn't we even specify which Jedi? Just Bay decided to kill the four Jedi that she knew and just be like, hey, let's kill these Jedi. And then this guy comes up and kills the Wookiee. He's a bitch.
I just love how they place these freaking perfectly good characters for the show. Oh my gosh. Like, you have three Jedi Masters who are just getting slaughtered just way too easily.
I mean, to be fair, Jedi Masters are weak as shit. Have you seen them get killed in episode 3? Like,
yeah, that's true, honestly. Or in Battle of Geonosis.
Battle of Geonosis. Any battle during the actual Clone Wars show. The Jedi are not that strong.
No. Well, I know that
there's a lot of them.
I know their skills weakened during the time, but this is the High Republic. This is supposed to be when the Jedi's were at, like, their peak.
During the fucking Clone Wars, they were actually battle-tested, and they were still weak.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
What's your take, Brian?
I'm tired of this. Why are we still watching this show?
Because we're watching it, damn it.
Oh, no.
We're committed. We're in it to win it.
But why? What are we winning?
Nothing.
It's supposed to be an RPG. What role am I playing? The victim?
Yes. You're an NPC in the background in this shitty show. You're just there to watch. Kathleen Kennedy is killing us all. Can't we just fire her already? Like,
apparently not.
What the fuck does she bring to Star Wars? Like, everyone wanted Dave Filoni to be in charge. Dave Filoni's not being in charge. Now they threw his name under the bus. Even if he did do it, if he did read this script, I don't think he would have approved.
I mean, there's only one way out of this, and that's just to nuke the entire project.
They can't. It's already been filmed.
Tie it to a vending machine and light it on fire.
I gotta fucking cut the dog's hair. God, like, god damn. Well, other than that, is this show better than Halo?
No.
Absolutely not.
I didn't watch Halo, man.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Halo sucked. This show sucked. Masters of the Air actually looks like top tier quality than this piece of crap.
You know what's funny? The funniest part, too, is that South Park parodied Disney for doing crap like this, and Disney went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy. I guess they're certain they'll print money off of whatever they do, which is, in some sense, true, but, like, still.
Disney can give us a pile of shit and we'll still watch it. And this is proving that to the fact. But now we're actually bitching about it. What are the ratings on this show? Like, I wish they could give us those numbers.
Oh, from what Disney's numbers are? I have no idea.
Yeah. Like, I doubt they have the amount of money that they, or the amount of viewers to Disney Plus, because Disney Plus isn't making that much money for Disney. It's losing money. I know that for a fact. But there's no way that Disney Plus got enough fucking viewers to make this show worth it.
Right.
No way.
Disney right? Forced to reveal unequal pay. Oh my gosh. Why is Forbes magazine? Let me have my ad blockers, please. But apparently, of course, I read the article, but according to Forbes magazine, it's saying that Disney forced to reveal unequal pay on Star Wars show The Acolyte.
Unequal pay?
Unequal pay. Yet to be answered in theories from Yahoo. Most exciting episode so far. They're calling this last episode The Acolyte's most exciting episode so far.
I was more excited to watch the first episode of Halo than I was excited to watch this.
Nobody's review bombing the show. It actually sucks.
Review bombing it? Have you seen the Rotten Tomatoes? We're talking about the liberal media here, dude.
Oh my gosh, you stupid thing. Let me read an article.
Because I've already watched a few YouTube videos of them saying that this show sucks.
It has now dropped down to 13%. This might hit single digits. This show might hit single digits in terms of the audience score.
That's
kind of
crazy.
How is it still 85%? 85% tomato meter. 85% positive tomato meter.
It's the same thing happened to The Last Jedi. It appeals to the woke audience, and the woke audience will always highly rate the show.
No. Tomato meter is critics.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is the critics side of things, because the critics are the woke ones, and they want woke in the shows. And they will always highly rate the show based on the wokeness of it. And this is across the board with every new Star Wars project they've done. Like, freaking Ahsoka, 86%, 65% audio score. The Mandalorian, 90% Rotten Tomatoes score, 78% Rotten score. The Book of Boba Fett is certified fresh by critics at 66% with an audience score of 50%.
Yo, this, The Mystery of Benedict Society says it's pretty fucking good.
Focus.
I was like, 90% on Rotten Tomatoes by the audience? Holy shit, who did they pay to get that? Fuck this show. The show's trash. Like, we've already read the comments. We've already read how bad the show is. We already know that they're trying to throw Dave Filoni under the bus. Even though I'm pretty sure he didn't fucking read it. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Or the other option is that he did put notes on it, and probably to X out everything that they were doing, and they ignored those notes.
I'd rather watch Will Smith slap Chris Rock and ruin his career again than watch this shit. Like, it's bad.
Like, I'm trying to find anything that good came from this show, this episode, and I just can't think of anything. From
the Power One.
No, I'm just talking about the episode, and I'm trying to be partial about it. I'm trying to find something that was positive about this show, and there really wasn't anything.
Yeah, when he looked young.
There was talking and walking in this episode. You ended the episode 10 minutes earlier than you usually do, just to give the audience a cliffhanger.
Not even a good one either.
You flipped the villain into being good without really any real reason at all. Like, literally, this villain has spent the last 16 years training to kill the Jedi, and then all of a sudden she sees her sister, and all the hate is all of a sudden gone. Like, yeah. No. Like, especially if...
Back to the whole Mei becomes fucking good after seeing her sister. Did people forget that Mei tried to fucking kill her as a child? Did anyone in the writing staff remember that Mei tried to fucking kill her?
No, that was a long time ago, so it's okay now.
Brian, if someone tried to kill you and say we're all good, would you go back and be like, hey,
allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly to the following things. I allegedly had to handle that myself, and allegedly made sure his family had to move.
So yeah. It's not okay. I get that they're sisters. Not okay.
It's not okay. There's a reason I don't talk to my sister.
There's a reason I don't talk to mine.
Shit, it's actually almost the exact same reason.
What the fuck are you doing, dog? My dog is just right behind me.
Is it Chupacabra?
No, it's a small one. It's like...
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm worried about any Disney project now. Any Disney project. that includes Deadpool.
I mean, I like Deadpool because Deadpool, like Deadpool, clearly replaced
Ryan Reynolds. If it has Disney in front of, if it has Disney in front of it, that means they have.
Well, supposedly Ryan Reynolds threatened to just walk away from the movie entirely because apparently, like, they were halfway through filming it with a completely like woke cast of like female X-Men in it, and he was just getting annoyed. And apparently he fired that entire cast and told Disney, like, look, either we do it my way or I just don't do the movie.
Yep. That is very Deadpool. Yeah. Especially since he got Hugh Jackman in on it, and Hugh Jackman, I think he's the one that's funding that because he can.
Mm-hmm. So I have faith. I have faith in Deadpool just because I have faith in Ryan Reynolds.
Wait. That is a good question. Now to think about it, does Acolyte have any white men in it?
Yes, every white man that shows up is dumb as a sack of rocks,
or killed himself,
or completely.
Oh yeah, the one white guy said four lines and then they killed him.
We thought we were doing the right thing.
The one white woman that we saw. I'm not trying to make this a white or black thing. There was like the only ones. Or Caucasian.
Oh, and the two random Jedi that went to them to the planet are also two of the dudes.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, there's three black characters, one Asian character. I don't know what the girl who's in makeup is.
That's my favorite part of each episode is Master Soul, Lee Jung Jae. Bless this man for putting in such a significant effort to show, like, he sells the role of a Jedi very well, and I love his portrayal of a Jedi because he pretty much is like that. He kind of is like a Jedi, like how Qui-Gon Jinn was a Jedi. He doesn't exactly follow the principles of the Jedi Council, and he follows his own principles of the Force. He believes that the Jedi are the good side of the Force, but he deals with his own internal conflict. And doesn't necessarily, listens to the rules of it with, like, attachment and emotion and stuff like that. And I have a feeling, though, he's probably going to be killed off because if there were more Jedi like him, they would never have... There need to be more Jedi like Master Soul for the Jedi Order not to fall. And obviously, all those Jedi got killed off. So I'm sure we're going to see Master Soul come to a demise in the next few episodes.
Well, there's only 8 episodes. We're on episode 4.
Yeah, but I think there's also supposed to be a multi-season series because I thought Andor was supposed to be a single season series, but apparently just got renewed for a season 2, so...
There's no fucking way this show's getting renewed for a season 2.
I don't know.
Well, hey man, Velma did. All it takes is somebody's mom or dad to pay that bill.
What timing on that?
What?
Freaking... You mentioning Velma and then silent dropping a meme to Velma.
That's hilarious. We were thinking the same thing. It's Velma can get a season 2 purely because someone has the pocket money for it. This can get a season 2.
I've never...
House of Dragon has almost the same budget as the Acolyte and... We're not getting House of Dragon quality.
It's HBO, though. HBO knows how to write a show.
Oh, gosh, I love HBO.
But... you guys have... You have one of the most profitable IPs that you can afford. And you can't give us a decent fucking show... You fucking can't tell the liberal fucking retards in goddamn Hollywood to shut the fuck up. No one gives a fuck about you.
They have lots of money.
No, they don't. They have a lot of fucking streaming power and they get what they want because Daddy Disney or Mommy Disney in this case just doesn't want to piss off this minority fucking group that doesn't give a fuck about Star Wars.
You can't forget that the minority groups typically don't spend a lot of money on these things either.
No, but they would fucking boycott and protest whatever they fuck because they can't no fucking job. Like,
yeah.
Ugh.
And you also don't use like the best actor on your side, which is Carrie Ann Moss, and you don't really use her for anything.
You're like, you give us a character, an actress that most people know from the Hunger Games movie, who was killed off, which was a good choice. I haven't seen any of her other works, but she's okay. And then you put her in this dog shit story, man. I don't care. Like, you're expecting me to care about this fucking show, and I just don't. Like,
and it's like, it's also getting annoying too that they keep hiding behind like woke hate. Like, oh, you hate it because there's a female lead. One of the most beloved Star Wars movies that has come out in the last 10 years is Rogue One. Strong female lead.
The immediate counter argument I saw to that was, well, how come we all liked Fallout?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Fallout was good. Rogue One was amazing. But you're expecting us to like a show because a female lead is in there. That's not why we watch your shows.
Just incidental.
If you want to be specific, people love Betty Boop. People loved fucking Lola Bunny, even though she wasn't the first main character.
Let's be real. She made herself the main character whenever she was on stage.
Yeah.
Are they hide behind just like any type of label of hate, and like it does not matter. It definitely has nothing to do with race, because Star Wars has been a diverse cast forever. Everybody's like, one, there's people out there who chalk up their favorite Jedi being freaking Mace Windu, so like, just
because Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson is a cool ass motherfucker.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I mean, he is a cool ass motherfucker. He's not my favorite Jedi though.
And everybody loves the clones, and they're based off of New Zealanders.
No, they're based off one guy that's based off of New Zealanders.
I mean, Tamara Morrison did a good job. He fought Leo or Harrison Ford on that one island.
Yeah.
That one movie. But yeah, it's like, it's not a question of being anti-woke, which in this case, you're forcing us to actually be anti-woke because you're making that argument. It has nothing to do with being woke. It's being critical of a show. And just because we don't like it, you got mad and then decided to tell us that we are being offensive to you because you don't like critical things.
Oh, and on the flip side, too, people are saying like, oh, it's because there's gay characters. Not true at all, because the same people who love Star Wars liked and love The Last of Us show and the game series. So there is zero excuse you have about, like, if your nerds like this stuff so much and you think that your nerds are what this is tailored to, why is it the audience score is so ungodly low?
Because nerds in her world are gay, as she said.
Yeah, nerds in your one particular group. First off, you gotta get new friends. Because
honestly, if all of your friends are gay, well, you may or may not have a problem there. Considering that they're outliers in the social, in the community as a whole, like, that means statistically you choose to only hang around people that fit your needs. And that's not healthy.
Yeah. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, go to any fucking Comic-Con. They're not the gayest people in the world. There is a lot of stories. And if they are, good. Good for you. We don't care.
Not at all.
We have been saying this narrative for this story for years. No one gives a fuck if you're gay. Stop telling us about it. If you start telling us about it and making us care,
we're going to start telling you we don't give a fuck. And if we start telling you to give a fuck, then you're going to start getting angry, and they're going to be like, no, I want you to acknowledge me.
You see, Josh, I've always thought about it like this. I never gave a fuck that Batman was straight. In fact, it never crossed my mind. Until I saw his kid, and then I was just like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then we moved on.
Yeah.
So, we're turning this podcast into a different type of conversation.
Because there's nothing to talk about in the episode. There's really nothing to talk about in this last episode.
No, it's... The reason I'm bringing this up is because the last 8 or 9 episodes that we've recorded on this, we try to stay away from the political side from it. We try to stay away from personal shit from this. This brought out personal beef. Personal crap that no one gives a fuck about. No, the three of us don't give a shit.
They did.
The three of us just don't give a fuck. We have our own lives. We have our own thing. But the fact that you decide not to call out us as a whole, the fans of Star Wars, your audience, to say that we are being homophobic,
racist,
just downright unreasonable people because we don't like a show, that is my problem now.
Yeah, like, no, I get that. I like
women,
and like,
that's their point, and that doesn't make sense.
And like, I get there are the people out there whose deliberate reason why they don't like is because they're racist, they're xenophobic, or they're misogynist, or whatever. And those people suck, but they make up a small percentage of the negative reviews around the show. 90% of the people who don't like the show are not racist. They're not, you know, misogynistic. They're not anti-woke or anything like that. They're just Star Wars fans who think the shows suck. Yes, you have your smallest, but the problem is that they do that. What they do is they go in and they focus directly on those racist comments, and they make that the focal point. It's like, look, this one guy out of 1,000 different comments said a racist thing about the show, and so this has to be the negative agenda behind the show, which means we don't have to fix anything because the people who are saying it's bad are people who are just in the wrong in general. So we're not going to do or fix anything because it's not our fault. And it's such an annoying freaking, like, blanket. It's an annoying wall to hide behind, because then nothing ever gets changed, nothing ever gets fixed or anything, and we just get stuck with Star Wars continuing to just demise under itself to a point where there's no hype around the Star Wars name anymore. I honestly cared less that the show was coming out. Like, there's just no hype around the name Star Wars anymore. It's been oversaturated. It's been just drugged through the mud, and if they said the Old Republic, I was gonna be down for that. But they said it was only like 200 years before that. Then I just don't care. I just don't care. I really just wanted to watch this so that we could have some content for the podcast. I didn't realize how much the show was just going to crumple everything down.
It's kind of ridiculous, honestly.
We only did this because, one, Kevin and I haven't recorded in a while. We wanted to bring in Brian full-time for this. So I forced Brian to watch this show. I'll be honest with you. If you really want, and this goes to the cast and crew that told us that you just have to watch the show. I forced the guy to fucking watch this show, and he told me still shit.
I hate this so much.
It's not like you guys, it's not like we're watching this, I'm watching this willingly. And I am now trying to push through to finish this because I like to finish things. But It's getting to where everything is stacked against for me not to finish the show. I could go on for the rest of my life and not know the ending of the show. And to be fair, Star Wars Theory, a good YouTuber. Yeah, my game library has nothing to do with this. I've actually played a lot of my if you're hearing this conversation, I've played a lot of those games on PlayStation, dude. The back to my point. I can live without finishing this show. I'm only doing it because I like to record this, and it gives us something to talk about for at least an hour before we go play video games for about 20 minutes. It brings up a narrative that we should see this through to the end, at least to do the redeeming about if it turns out that Star Wars theory is correct, which I highly doubt because they're just doing whatever the fuck they want. Technically, every single one of these characters should be dead by the end of the show.
That's the only thing that's going to make sense for the knowledge of the Sith not getting out. That's the only thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing that will make this show that makes sense. So, that's the only thing I'm probably looking forward to. Is it going to happen? Probably not. I would like to see all the characters die, but this is what I'm pretty much thinking the ending's going to be. Ending's going to be... the Acolyte's going to be there. May and Osha are going to fight at the end. Or they're going to fight together to kill the Acolyte because everyone else is dead or whatever. And then they're both going to be redeemed and both be turned into Jedi. Well, Osha is. And then May is going to go off and become a space witch somewhere on her own because she has to go find herself.
Yeah, that sounds almost exactly like how I see this ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Osha completes her training, and Yoda shows up for some reason and says, "Trials, you have completed. Jedi Knight, we lame you." Or in this case, Ki-Adi Mundi. But, yeah, that's pretty much how this show's gonna end. It's we're not expecting much, but you want to make this surprising. You're not surprising any of us. This isn't Luke Skywalker showing up at the end of season 2 of Mandalorian.
That was the most excited I've been for Star Wars in a long time.
None of us knew he was popping up. You know how fucking ballsy that is? To the fact that...
ballsy enough to work.
The fact is, the only reason I brought this up because I also read a report that... this is the only thing, because I looked up the Dave Filoni stuff. It's the only thing Dave Filoni said. 2 days ago, he said the actress who played Bo-Katan in Mandalorian was pissed that she didn't know Luke Skywalker was going to be in the show. 2 days before it released.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She's like, that's how much they kept that shit secret. The show, Acolyte ain't no secret. Acolyte is really fucking obvious. It's just, this show could have cut at least 3 episodes out already. And there's only 4 episodes in the show.
Honestly, if the show had started with, like, a flashback from the first episode and then on this episode of them hunting, it probably would have been better.
Episode 3 and 4, the middle of the show to keep us watching, are the 2 worst episodes in the show.
Yep.
Episode one was alright. Like,
it was at least interesting.
And now episode five, we either are gonna get
another flashback.
We're gonna get a flashback again. And the lightsaber fight, it has to be good. It has to be good. It has to be. It's the only thing to keep this show alive and going. It has to be good.
I mean, is the guy playing Soul going to pull out some acrobatic shit?
Probably.
I hope so. Like, that's the only thing that makes this really cool. Only thing we saw was a stupid bug getting cut down by a laser sword. Other than that, we have not really seen any use of a lightsaber. And they did the cliffhanger, and you guys heard how fucking pissed I was at the end of the episode, too.
It was in fact ridiculous.
It's just bad. It's. I don't. We can keep going on for this at least for another 2 hours, but
no,
I'm done. I'm so fucking done.
I gotta be at work in the morning.
Yeah. Well, that was. I guess that was the end of this podcast episode. It's. My name is Josh. I still rate this episode 0 to 10. Kevin.
If there was a number lower, I would go for it.
technically there's imaginary numbers, negative numbers.
Look, man, if I could get my time back, I would.
Yeah. So, this was the Unqualified Podcast on Star Wars Acolyte Episode 4. Please join us.
If you're a writer from one of these Star Wars episodes, you belong to be here. Please, this is an open invite. Open invite.
Yeah, you probably won't even come. And like, I would give you the benefit of the doubt. I would like to hear your explanation of the show. But realistically, like, I don't care.
But I will openly say to you, and if you do come across to you, that I think that you are 100% unqualified to write any Star Wars lore at all.
Yeah. Oh, we're probably going to go play some video games or go to sleep or something. Feel free to join us on our Discord or check us out on any of the podcast platforms.
Apple and Spotify.
Yep. Well, this is Unqualified. My name is Josh. Steambreak7, Kevin. Bludging. Brian. So long. Good night. Or good morning. Wherever the fuck you listen to this to.